Welcome to Healing Fire Ministries. We believe you will be blessed as you listen to this message. May God bless you.
Today,
Namhlanje,
I want to share just a little thing about the Holy Ghost. If you come with me to the book of John, chapter 14, and let's read from verse 15:15. John chapter 14. I want us to read from verse 15. Are we there? The Bible says, "If ye love me, keep my commandments, and I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter, that he may abide with you forever, even the Spirit of truth, whom the world cannot receive, but it seeth him not, neither knoweth him. But ye know him, for he dwelleth with you and shall be in you. I will not leave you comfortless. I will come to you." Hallelujah. Mamroti, please read for me any other version except King James. John 14, you read from 15 to 18.
John chapter 14, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
"If you love me, obey my commandments. And I will ask the Father, and he will give you another counselor who will never leave you."
Another counselor. Huh?
"He is the Holy Spirit, who leads into all truth. The world at large cannot receive him, because it isn't looking for him and it doesn't recognize him. But you do, because he lives with you now and later will be in you."
Mm-hmm. Last verse.
Verse 18. "No, I will not abandon you as orphans. I will come to you."
Amen.
Amen.
I want another version that calls him a helper. Any other version that calls him a helper? What does yours say?
Jesus then said, "If you love me, do what I have told you to do. I will ask the Father to help you with this. He will send another helper to be with you. That helper will stay with you forever."
Mm-hmm. Continue to 18.
"He is God's Spirit, and he shows you what is true. The people who belong to this world cannot receive him. That is because they cannot see him. They cannot know who he is, but you know him because he stays with you and he will be in you."
Mm-hmm.
I will not let you remain alone like children without parents. I will come to you."
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus made us a promise here.
Jesus sishiyela isethembiso la.
That he will talk to the Father for us.
Uthi uzosikhulumela kubaba.
And he will ask the Father
uzomcela ubaba
that he must send what the King James calls another comforter.
Uthi uyosithumela umunye umduduzi.
One version said counselor.
Ukhansela.
And then this version says a helper.
Umsizi.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So one of the ministries of the Holy Spirit is to help the children of God.
Okunye kwenhlangano ukuthi kusizakala abantwana baNkulunkulu.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
The Holy Spirit wants to help you.
Umoya oyingcwele ufuna ukukusiza.
And he will help you if you allow.
Uzokusiza futhi mangabe umvumela.
Now he said, Jesus said to the disciples.
UJesu uthi kubafundi bakhe.
When I read it, I feel pain in my heart.
Mangifunda ngizwa ubuhlungu.
Says the world cannot know the Holy Spirit.
Ukuthi umhlaba ngeke uzwazi umoya oyingcwele.
Can it be?
Kungenzeka.
That if you don't know the Holy Spirit.
Ukuthi uthi ungamazi umoya oyingcwele.
You are worldly.
Uphinde futhi ube ngwasemhlabeni.
Hey. I know you hear about him a lot. You hear about him in church.
When
you read, you see Holy Spirit in your Bible. But you don't have any, nothing. Can it be that you are still wealthy? The most dangerous thing for you as a Christian is to have no interactions with the Holy Spirit. You are in danger. You are in trouble. You are struggling. And you need to do something fast. I came to the wrong church here. Are you following what I'm saying? Man. Read for me. Who's got the mic? Read for me. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. Read from verse 1. Le mando azive laba ke balko epa laba dosi. Belvuti el camino dale izivele mengwe engadi laba dosi. 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 1.
1 Corinthians chapter 14 and verse 1. Pursue love and desire spiritual gifts, but especially that you may prophesy. For he who speaks in a tongue does not speak to men, but to God. For
pursue love. Say that again.
And desire spiritual gifts.
And desire spiritual gifts. Or if you like, spiritual things.
Amen.
Pursue them.
Jongani.
Chase after them.
Kulandeleni.
Work after them.
Kusebenzele.
Make sure that you get these things.
Yenza isiqiniseko sokuthi uyakuthola.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
Imagine a child of God who has no desire for spiritual things.
Umntwana kaNkulunkulu angalangazeleli nje izinto zomoya.
My friend, you are in the world. You have no desire.
When I will,
it's a problem.
Inkinga.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
So, as a child of God, you have to continuously, over time, to have interactions with the Holy Spirit. It's important. Hallelujah. And that's where, as you walk with him, you recognize that he's a great helper. But the greatest help that the Holy Spirit gives us is in our walk with God. That's the greatest mission of the Holy Spirit. That you and your God become one thing. And that you fulfill what God has called you to do. I know that we are dancing now, your car, your house. These are bonuses, but the main thing is still the main thing. Now if you get the car, the house, the whatever, but you are far from God, is also problematic. Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
So he's a great helper in ensuring that you and God become extremely close, and that you walk in the destiny that God had planned out for you. Hallelujah. But today, one of the things that I want to show you about the Holy Spirit is that the Holy Spirit helps us to know. He helps us to what? To know. There are things that you can only know when you have the Holy Spirit walking and living in you. By the way, Jesus said to the disciples, he is with you and he shall be in you. At the time he was speaking to them, the Holy Spirit was not in them because they were not born again. The disciples got born again in the book of John chapter
20.
Where after Jesus' resurrection, he appeared to them in the upper room and he breathed on them and he said, "Receive ye the Holy Ghost." That's the day they got born again. They were working for Jesus with Jesus for 3 years and they were not born again. That's why you see them struggling many times when they are working with Jesus. Jesus will tell them things that they don't understand. Jesus will teach them things they don't understand. Jesus will say, "Come, let's go pray," and they go and sleep. The Spirit was not in them. He was just next to them. When they got born again, my gosh, the people changed. And you started to see. In fact, one guy in authority said, "I can see these ones were with Jesus." Because now the Holy Spirit was inside, operating in them. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Yeah. Let's turn our Bibles to the book of 1 Corinthians chapter 2.
Ngicela sivule kwabase Korinto bokuqala ku chapter 2.
All right, no, let's start John chapter 15, verse 26. Let me follow my notes.
John chapter 15, verse 26.
Yes.
"But when the Comforter is come, whom I will send unto you from the Father, even the Spirit of truth, which proceedeth from the Father, he shall testify of me."
He shall testify of me. So I've already spoken about this. I don't want to labor the point. My sister once asked me a question. And I will never forget that question. She said to me, "How do you know that your God is the real God?" Do you understand the question? Because you see, there are so many gods in this world. How do you know? The truth is, there are not many, but there are many, but there are not many. There's only one God, the only one God. But many people believe in other things that are not God, so hence we say there are many, but there is one. Are you following? So she asked me, "How do you know?" And I didn't have an answer for her. Because I had never thought about it. You see, there are people who ask many questions that I never think about. See, me, I'm easy with God. If God comes to me and says, "I'm God," I say, "Thank you, sir, let's move." I don't ask too many questions. But some of you have many questions in your head that end up giving you problems of walking with God. So I went home. I said, "Lord, I was asked a question and I didn't have an answer. What's the answer?" And the Lord said to me, "The way you know is because of the Holy Spirit that is in you." When he said it, I understood. I didn't need any more anything. I understood. So the Holy Spirit helps you to know. There's a Chinese God. There are Chinese gods. There are Indian gods. There's Islam. There's this. There's that. There's that. One time I was watching television. Late in the night. And there was a show that came in. And they showed, I don't know if you've ever heard of this Buddhist monks. Do you know what I'm talking about? How can I describe them so that Sitle is with us? There are those people who worship Buddha. And I think they are priests or they are pastors or whatever, they call them monks. So I think these guys went on some fast. When they came back,
Mabebuya,
they went on a truck.
Baya a truck in.
And this truck had water.
The truck in a month.
So I don't know whether they prayed over the water or don't know what they did. And they drove in the street.
Bahamba
emgwaqeni. And they were at the back of the truck.
Bengemuva etruckini.
And there were thousands of people following them.
Babe thousand belandela bona.
Believing that these monks are going to release blessings upon them.
Bekholelwa ukuthi lama monks azoletha
ibusiso. They opened the tap.
Bavula impompi.
Of the water that's on the truck.
Amanzi la yana se truck.
And they began to spray it on the people.
Baqala babathela abantu, babathela
the water
ngamanzi.
I saw something that surprised me.
Ngabona kwangimangazayo.
When the water touched the people, some started falling. Some started screaming. Some started rolling. Just like what you see in church when the Holy Ghost is moving.
Hey!
Now if you see that, and these are people who don't believe in your God. They don't read your Bible. And you see that their God has some kind of power. How will you know that your God is the real God? There's only one answer.
And
that is the Spirit of God that is in you. He gives you an internal knowing, unmistakable, that no man can take away from you. That no matter what, no matter who can say what, and no matter what power they can demonstrate, I know who my God is. That's the work of the Holy Spirit. He gives you a knowing. So here it says he testifies of God. It means he gives evidence to you. Amongst all the distractions that are in this planet, he gives you evidence that makes you sure inside that the God that I believe in, the God of the Bible, Jesus Christ, the Son of the living God, this one is the right one. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Let's also read Romans chapter 8.
Roma 8.
And I think I want us to read verse 15 without me jumping to my notes there. We give you
Romans chapter 8 and verse 15. For you did not receive the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you received the spirit of adoption, by whom we cry out, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are children of God.
Amen. Beautiful scripture.
Sasihle.
Just read that last sentence in verse 15. The Spirit crieth what? The last sentence.
But you received the spirit of adoption.
Uh-huh.
By whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
By whom we cry out, Abba, Father.
Lowe simemeza ngaye.
The word Abba
means Abba.
My Father.
Lisho ukuthi baba wami.
So, the spirit that you have received
umoya wena lo wamukele
makes you cry out
ukwenza ukhala
and say, my Father, my Father.
Uthi baba wami, baba wami.
Or, my Father, Father.
Baba wami, oh baba.
Say it like that. I like the way you said it.
Baba wami, oh baba.
Ubaba wami, oh baba. My Father is the Father.
Amen.
So, if you read for me, we're going to do a lot of reading today. Read for me Mark chapter 14, verse 26. Mark 14, verse 26.
Mark chapter 14 and verse 26.
Mm-hmm.
And when they had sung a hymn, they went out to the Mount of Olives. Then Jesus said to them, all of you will be made to stumble because of me this night.
No, that's not the one I want. 36. 36.
Mark chapter 14 and verse 36.
Mm-hmm.
And he said, Abba, Father, all things are possible for you. Take this cup away from me.
So Jesus himself,
he
called God Abba Father.
Ubiza uNkulunkulu ngoBaba.
And then in Romans chapter 8, Paul tells us that you see the way Jesus called him Abba Father.
Uthi yabona indlela uJesu ayebiza ememeza ngayo.
The Holy Spirit gives you an assurance.
Umoya ingcwele okunika
isibindi. But the way that he is a father to Jesus and the relationship that he had with Jesus. Indlela
nobudlelwana anabo ngoJesu.
You have the same thing.
Nawe unakho.
My gosh. Just like Jesus had a relationship with the Father.
Njengo Jesu enobudlelwano noBaba.
Through the Holy Spirit.
Ngomoya ke ongcwele.
We can have the exact same thing.
Nawe unakho exactly okufana nakho.
But it is the Holy Spirit.
Kodwa umoya oyingcwele.
That gives you that knowing.
Okunika lokho ukuqonda.
That God is not just God.
Ukuthi uNkulunkulu akayena uNkulunkulu nje.
But he's your God.
Kodwa unguNkulunkulu wakho.
He's not just a father.
Akayena ubaba nje.
But he is your father.
Kodwa ungubaba wakho.
It is the Spirit of God that gives you that knowing.
Umoya kaNkulunkulu okunika lokho kwazi.
Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
I want us to read Romans 8 again, but in these three versions if you can find them. Read it in the New Living Translation. Let's hear it in the New Living Translation. Eight, verse 15. What we were just reading. 15 and 16. I want New Living Translation. I want CEV, Contemporary English Version. And then I want Easy English Version. So, let's start. Whichever one you have first.
The New Living Translation, Romans chapter 8, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
So, you should not be like cowering, fearful slaves. You should have instead like God's very own children, adopted into his family, calling him Father, dear Father.
Mm-hmm.
For his Holy Spirit speaks to us deep in our hearts and tells us that we are God's children.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So the Holy Spirit makes you call your God dear Father.
Umoya oyingcwele ukwenza ubize uNkulunkulu wakhe
ngoBaba. And he makes you know
wenza futhi uqonde
that you are a child of God.
Ukuthi wena ungumntwana wakhe uNkulunkulu.
This is not brain power. This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
Akusuka emqondweni wakho kodwa umoya oyingcwele.
Next version.
The CEV.
Mm-hmm.
Romans chapter 8 verse 15. God's Spirit doesn't make us slaves who we are afraid of him. Instead, we become his children and call him our Father.
Mm-hmm.
God's Spirit makes us sure that we are his children.
He makes us sure. Meaning you know that you know that you know that you know. You know that 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 you know
uyazi nje ngokwazi nje okuphelele
that I'm a child of God.
Ukuthi ngingumntwana kaNkulunkulu.
He is my father.
Ungubaba wami.
Hallelujah. Put your hands together for God for this wonderful.
Awushayi izandla ushayele uNkulunkulu ngalokho.
Wonderful news. Do you have Easy English? It needs to be. You have? Yes, here it is. They are borrowing you.
Easy English, Romans 8, verse 15.
Mm-hmm.
The spirit that you have received from God does not make you serve him like slaves. That would make you afraid again.
Mm-hmm.
No, God's spirit causes you to become God's children. As a result, we call God Abba Father. Abba, our Father. Verse 16. God's spirit himself causes us to know that we are God's children.
He causes us to know.
God's spirit and our own spirit agree together that this is true.
Hallelujah. So, how do you know the Holy Spirit? How do you explain to someone in the world, I don't know? Because the person in the world doesn't have the Holy Spirit. That's why, from the world's perspective, people who love God always look like foolish things. Because there's something working in us that is not working in them. There is something that has given us a knowing that hasn't given them a knowing. We are different. And the person who makes us different is the Holy Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
One day I said to the Lord, even if somebody comes to me and starts flying,
this guy is flying now.
And then he tells me something that has no Jesus, that has no Bible, I will not follow such an individual. Even if I can see him flying. Or maybe let me put it in a language that you will understand. Even if someone can come and give me money, because money is a language that many people understand, and offers me thousands or hundreds of thousands or millions or even billions, and then tells me some nonsense that has no Jesus, has no word of God, I will reject it flat. Because the Holy Ghost has been working in me. Many years ago, as I was drawing closer to the Lord, I
would
pray, I said, God, this. Then one day I felt a finger. As I was praying, a finger stopped me. I felt it. And he said, don't call me God, Lord. Say, call me Father. From that day, I began to have a revelation of my God as my Father. One day I said to God, I said, I don't know who you are. I said, I know Jesus, but Father, I don't know who you are. Jesus came to walk on the earth. Jesus went on the cross, he died for me. I said, I understand Jesus. But you, God, Father, I don't know, I don't
understand.
Then one day I heard a lady preaching, and she was preaching from John chapter 3 verse 16. And the way she preached that scripture, I understood that for even Jesus to be here to walk and die for me, the person who initiated everything is the Father. For God, that is the Father, so loved the world, that is me, that he sent. So Jesus was sent. I said, thank you. Not saying a bamba manj.
Not okay, I get it.
And I was beginning to have a relationship with him as my Father. All these are the works of the Holy Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? So, what I'm trying to present to you today is that the Holy Spirit gives you the knowing that you know. And the first and the main thing that he does is to know that God is your God and that you are a child of God. But these are not the only knowings that he makes us know. There are many things that he makes us know. And I want to share a few of them today, then we will close. Let's read 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10. 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 9 and verse 10.
Go verse 9, not 10.
First Corinthians chapter 2 verse 9.
Mm-hmm.
But as it is written, I have not seen, nor ear heard, neither have entered into the heart of man the things which God hath prepared for them that love him.
Mm-hmm.
But God hath revealed them unto us by his Spirit. For the Spirit searcheth all things, yea, the deep things of God.
Amen. Bazalwane.
My brethren,
there are things out there that eye has not seen. That God has prepared for you and me. There are things that nobody has ever heard of. Nor entered the heart of man. Nobody has even imagined it. That God has prepared for you and for me. But how can we know something that has not been seen or heard of or even imagined?
Except
by the Holy Spirit. He makes us know these things. Are you following what I'm saying? There are things that God has prepared for you. There are things like we were singing now. He has prepared them for us. And they are to come to us. But how can you even desire something you don't know about? You've never seen, you've never heard, you've never thought of. It is only when the Holy Spirit comes that He wakes you up to some of these things. Are you following what I'm saying? Now let's see a few of them. Let's read John chapter 13. What verse is it? John chapter 13, verse 3.
John chapter 13 and verse 3.
Mm-hmm.
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments, and took a towel and girded himself. After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he had girded.
Amen. Read verse 3 one more time.
Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Jesus knew that God had given him everything. Is that what your Bible says? God had given him what? Everything. Here it says all things. And that he came from God, and that he is going to God. Many people, new money, even Christians, they don't know whether they are going to God or not. But Jesus knew. How did he know? By the Holy Spirit. Jesus knew that God had given him all things. How did he know? By the Holy Spirit. That's why he could easily kneel down, take a basin and water and a towel, and wash the feet of his disciples, because he was absolutely confident of who he was, and that the behavior was not going to belittle him, because he had a knowing who he is. And it is a knowing that came by the Spirit of God. That's why he could do all the things that he did.
You see,
when Satan came and tempted Jesus, he tempted him. He said, "Say you are hungry. Turn the rock into a fish and eat." Jesus said, He said, "You say you're a child of God. Jump on the cliff, and the Bible says God is going to protect you." And Jesus said, And he said, "You know what?
What else you think?"
The Bible says he took him on the top of a mountain and showed him all the glory of the world. And he said, "If you can just bow down to me, I will give you everything that you see." Now, if you don't have a knowing inside, if you are the one who was there being offered this by Satan, you are going to say, "Buy it, buy it." And many people do that. And many people do it without knowing that they are doing. They bow down to all the things that Satan is showing them. Why? Because they don't know the wealth that is in them. A good example is the prodigal son. He told his father, "Give me everything that is mine and let me go." He went, you know the story. When he came back, the father made him a party. And the older brother came. And when he heard what was going on, he was sad and angry at the same time. Said, "Dad, this thing is not fair. I've been here with you. This one took your money and went and blew it. I'm sure he went on the show, 'I blew it off that day.' He was on TV. They saw him on TV. Hey." And he said, "I never did all the things that he did. But you never made a party for me. You never killed the choicest calf for me. It's not fair." And the father said to him, "What you don't understand is that everything that is mine is yours." Many of us, we don't have this understanding. You don't have this knowing. So you are ready to chase anything in this world because you haven't caught the revelation. Can you push your neighbor and say, "We were coming nicely, but now your eyes"? I want to see you pushing your neighbor, please. Hallelujah. When you don't have this deep knowing, every temptation of darkness will pull you away. That's what happened to Adam and Eve. I normally don't like to preach this, but you see, what Satan offered them or tried to present, he said to them, "You can be like gods." Everything that the enemy, the devil, was trying to present to them, they already had, but they didn't know. I hope you're understanding what I'm saying. And therefore, they lost what they had. That they didn't know they had. Which is the source of all the problems that we have. That's where it began there. What are your problems? It started there. Are you following what I'm saying? So The Holy Spirit gives you that internal deep knowing.
Umoya oyingcwele ukunika lolo lwazi olujulileyo.
If I stay in Christ,
mangahlala nje ku Christ.
If I stick with my God,
uma ngingahlala kulo uNkulunkulu,
everything
noma yini
is already mine.
Sokungokwami.
That's why Jesus didn't chase to build houses, to build a company, to do this and to
that.
It was all his already, and he knew. And so he can focus on the mission. Your eyes show me that you don't understand what I'm saying. Ask your neighbor, are you understanding?
Okay.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
It is the Holy Spirit that gives you that knowing. Amen and amen.
Amen.
So Jesus had that knowing. Let's also read Hebrews chapter 11, verse 8 to verse 10. Let's move quickly. We're running out of time. Hebrews 11 from verse 8 to verse 10.
Hebrews chapter 8 verse 11.
Chapter 11 verse 8.
Chapter 11 verse 8. By faith Abraham obeyed when he was called to go out to the place which he would receive as an inheritance. And he went out not knowing where he was going. By faith he dwelt in the land of promise as in a foreign country, dwelling in tents with Isaac and Jacob, the heirs with him of the same promise.
Mm-hmm. Verse 10.
For he waited for the city which has foundations, whose builder and maker is God.
Amen.
Amen.
Now these guys, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob,
Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob.
The Bible says that as they were walking on the earth, they
were
looking for a city whose builder is God. So as they were walking on the earth, something in them was ministering to them about eternity and about heaven. Nobody preached to them the way that we preach to people today. Nobody told them about heaven, about earth, about hell, and so on. But there was a knowing in them that there is a city, man. That's the city we are looking for. And no matter how much God blessed them, there was an internal search for that city. And they were looking for it. As they went place to place to place to place, they couldn't find it. Because it was not a city that was made with human hands. It's a city that is made by God Himself. So in them, that is the Holy Ghost working in them, gave them a knowing that, my friend, you have to go there. It's the Holy Spirit working in man that gives them a knowing of the reality of heaven and hell.
Hey!
So that a person who doesn't have the Holy Ghost can be doing things that are leading them to hell. And they don't know. And you'll see them acting in the movies. Yo, man, see you in hell. You will see yourself there. I'm not seeing you there. Somebody say, see you in heaven.
See you in heaven.
Uh-huh, now we are talking. Hallelujah. So that knowing is a knowing that was produced by the Holy Spirit. Now this is one of my favorite ones. Let's read Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 8. Philippians chapter 3, verse 7 and verse 8.
Philippians chapter 3, verse 7.
Mm-hmm.
But what things were gain to me. This I have counted loss for Christ. Yet indeed I also count all things loss for the excellence of the knowledge of Christ Jesus my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things and count them as rubbish, that I may gain Christ.
Amen. Ah. You know, some of the things I say, depending on how deep you are, it may sound like I'm talking Chinese, or it may sound like I'm speaking the most delicious thing. It depends how deep you are. Paul said, I count all things loss, that I may know Jesus. And he said, I've suffered the loss of many things. And he said, I count them but dung so that I can win Christ. My gosh. I was talking to Paul yesterday, and I was telling him that when you're a human being walking on the earth, there are many things that are pulling for your attention. Are you following what I'm saying? Money.
Imali.
Food in the house. Clothes.
Impala.
Your children.
Abatwana bakho.
You need a job.
Ufuna nomsebenzi.
Health. You're not feeling well.
Awuzizwa kahle.
This, that.
Yilokho nalokho.
Everything is just.
Konke kuyadonsa.
And if you are not careful, you feel that it's pulling you down.
Uma ungaqaphelanga uzozwa futhi
depressing you. Suppressing you.
Ngathi kuyakubamba.
Calling for your attention.
Ngathi kufuna uzokunake.
And this happens to all of us, including me, a man of God. But what I have is the Holy Spirit. When I'm sitting and I'm praying and I'm speaking to my God, all of a sudden His glory will come and envelope me. And all of a sudden, I'll have a deep knowing in me that, my friend, all these things don't mean anything. The true one is the one you are working towards. You see, it's the work of the Holy Spirit. Paul said, all these things, I've come to an understanding and a knowing that they cannot be compared to knowing Jesus Christ. And he said, I'm ready to lose everything. And he even said, I've lost everything, because there's a knowing I have in me that many people do not have. Something has touched my heart that most will not understand, that I can't go around chasing the things that other people are chasing, because I have seen, I have felt it, I have understood that the knowledge of Jesus Christ is the greatest thing for man. This is the work of the Holy Spirit.
And
you have to desire to keep going closer to God till you have the same revelation.
That
it's not just a thing that is said at church, but it's something that is bubbling in you inside. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I say, are you hearing what I'm saying? It's the Holy Spirit, and only He can give you such a
knowing.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
There are many things that I had that people are praying for. And I used to go to work. And I used to be crying. Tears coming out of my eyes. Say, Lord, I want to serve. I want to serve. I want to serve. I want to serve. One time during lunch, I went to my car.
Ngahamba emotweni yami.
I pulled down my seat.
Ngalalisa seat.
So that if people are driving around, they don't see that I'm in the car.
Abantu uma bekudlula bengabona ukuthi ngisemotweni.
And I started crying.
Ngaqala ngakhala.
I said, Lord, I know you have called me.
Ngathi Nkosi mina ngiyazi ungibizile.
How did I know?
Ngazi kanjani?
The Holy Ghost working in me.
Umoya oyingcwele ubusebenza
ngaphakathi. I know you have called me.
Ngathi Nkosi ngiyazi ukuthi ungibizile.
I feel like a prisoner here.
Ngizwe ngathi ngisebugqileni la.
I want to be serving you.
Ngifuna ukusebenza nawe.
I want to preach the gospel.
Ngifuna ukushumayela ivangeli.
Use me, Lord.
Ngisebenzise Nkosi.
Many people are dreaming to go into that thing.
Abaningi basaphupha
ukuthi they can buy a car, have a house and be walking like a big man.
Ethi ngifuna ukuhamba njengendoda enkulu.
You see now when you spray is it X or shield?
Uyabona uma ufaka uX noma ishield.
You are dreaming for that day that you spray that there's another one where you go to and then you walk into the presence.
Ubuso uyadlula eduze kwakhona.
You walk into their presence.
Uyadlula nje eduze kwakhona.
And that one smells like money wherever you go.
Unuka njengemali la uhamba khona.
So, hello.
Baya kuzwa bonke bethi ya.
Ukhona la.
Yeah.
Ujimile. And people are dreaming.
Abantu banamaphu.
People are even killing each other.
Abantu baze babulalana.
Robbing each other.
Be robbane.
For these things.
Nazo nje lezi zinto.
Remember, I had not seen.
Khumbula,
neindleba
akazizwa.
Neither has it entered into the hearts of men.
Noma inhliziyo yomuntu akaze
kube khona. God has prepared.
Izinto lezi uNkulunkulu azilungisele.
Of late there are men of God that I follow.
Baningi laba abaNkulunkulu
ngimani. I watch them.
Mangithi ngibabhekile.
I start imagining myself, I wonder what is waiting for these people in heaven.
Ngiyaqala ngibheka ukuthi ngabe ezulwini balindwe yini.
Someone who has a church of 100,000 people, 200,000 people,
by 200,000.
Meaning 200,000 souls have been won by the person.
Kushuko ukuthi
impilo yabo. He's shepherding them.
They've
got churches all over the world.
Amabandla umhlaba wonke.
I said I can't even begin to imagine the rewards that are waiting for these people.
Ngicabange nje okubalindile ezulwini.
Look at where my brain is.
Buka umqondo wami uhambaphi.
Your brain is thinking and as the CV yami Nkosi yami
yazi mangajika lena
mangiyobona sibanimani
uyabona makhelwane.
You are still blind.
Awukaboni kusemnyama.
I don't know if you understand some of the things I say.
Ngazi noma uyayiqonda zonke lezi zinto na.
It is the Holy Spirit
kungomoya oyingcwele
that gives you the ability
okunika lokho okuqonda
to know
ukuba wazi
to see
ukubona
to understand
ukube futhi uqonda
things that the world can never even imagine
izinto lezo umhlaba wona ongeke uzwazi nangazo.
I pray that you understand what I'm saying.
Ngiyakhuleka ukuba uqonde kahle lokho.
So that when your time is over in this planet,
khona isikhathi sakho masiphela
kulo mhlaba. You cross over to that new world.
Wena uya emhlabeni omusha.
Into heaven
ezulwini
you will say thank you father
uyothi ngiyabonga baba
that I chose you
ukuthi ngakhetha wena
over the things of the world
kuzo zonke izinto ebezisemhlabeni.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Sometimes I'll see people backsliding
kwesikhathi ngibona abantu behlehlela nyovana.
One day
ngelinye ilanga
I ask myself
ngibuze
can I backslide
ngithi kodwa ngingahlehla na.
As I thought it,
ngisacabanga.
I felt fear in my heart just thinking about it.
Ngicabanga nje ngizokwesaba ngaphakathi.
And I said I cannot.
Ngithi mina ngeke.
I cannot because there's a deep knowing.
Ngoba ngiyazi kujulile.
I can't go back.
Angeke ngabuyela emuva.
Hallelujah. Push your neighbor say I can't go back.
Angeke ngabuyela emuva.
So the Holy Spirit helps you to know. Hallelujah.
Umoya ongcwele ukusiza ukuba wazi.
Let's read Acts chapter 27 verse 21 to 25. Now I think what I'm about to say is something that will be a bit more understandable.
Acts 27 verse 21. But after long abstinence, Paul stood forth in the midst of them and says, you should have hearkened unto me and not have loosed from Crete and to have gained this harm and loss. And now I exhort you to be good cheer, of good cheer, For there shall be no loss of any man's life among you, but of the sheep. Mm-hmm. For there stood by me this night the angel of God, whose I am, and whom I serve, saying, Fear not, Paul. Thou must be brought before Caesar, and lo, God hath given thee all them that sail with thee. Wherefore says, Be of good cheer, for I believe God that it shall be even as it was told me.
Amen. Now, I'm going to summarize this 4 verses that we've just read to one sentence. Paul had a knowing that everything was going to be all right. Tell a neighbor, say, everything is going to be all right. Say it like you believe it. Everything's going to be all right. That's a beautiful thing about the Holy Spirit. He gives you a knowing that everything is going to be all right. Say it one more time. Everything will be all right in my life. Say it with faith. Hallelujah. Many people are worried about their lives. But if you can have the Holy Spirit, you will have a deep knowing that it shall be all right. Are you following what I'm saying?
Mm.
I remember many years ago, a friend of mine and myself, we were sitting in the streets in Arcadia,
in town.
And everything looked like it's not gonna be all right. And we told each other. We said everything will be fine. We were single as single can be. The singlest of the single. And we told each other, my friend, I will invite you to my wedding. And he said, I will invite you to my wedding also. How did we know? The Holy Spirit. I invited him to my wedding. I got married first. Mshange may overtake. And then later, he also got married in Bloemfontein. And I was trying for him. It became fine. When we were talking there, I was uneducated, had not been to school. Struggling to get acceptance. I completed my degree. He also completed his degree. Everything became all right. How do you know? The Holy Spirit. It is beautiful to have God living in you. Because every time you start to worry, He gives you a knowing inside.
Uvele ukunike inkomba.
You'll be okay, my friend. Don't worry. I remember in the year 2020, the government said we are shutting down churches. Nobody knew anything that was happening. I had just gone into full time a few months ago. It was scary. The church was closed. But look at us today. We are churching. Tell a neighbor, we are churching properly. We are churching. Everything will be all right. Everything will be fine. Are you following what I'm saying?
Yeah.
There was a time we had no keyboard player.
Just keyboard player.
Everything is gonna be all right. The Holy Spirit gives you that knowing. A person who has him living in you, you know that it will be fine.
It
shall be well with
you.
I said it shall be well with
you.
Are you listening to what I'm saying?
Amen.
I know it will be well with your life. There will come a time where we have problem with parking in the church. That we'll have to now park there. We'll have to have securities who are taking care of your cars while we are churching, so that you can focus on Jesus and not be thinking, is my car safe there? It will be all right. Your amens are not blessing me. I don't think you believe what I'm saying.
Amen.
I said it's going to be all right for you.
Amen.
Don't worry about what you are currently seeing. That's how the journey is for everybody. You just need to walk through it. Because God wants you to learn many things in the process. So that when you get there, you will stay there and prosper when you get there. Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
You'll be fine, my friend. That job is going, you will have jobs, not just a job, jobs.
Yeah.
It will work, it will be fine. You will go to school. I'm telling you. One day you'll come back and tell me, the pastor, I didn't know that I'll go to school. But you'll go to school and you'll finish. Push your neighbor, say, you'll finish. It's simple, this thing. It's too easy for God. Just some of us, we worry too much. We worry to the point where we depress ourselves.
You
are becoming thin with worry. When God looks at you, he says, what's wrong, my friend? Because God is standing from the position where he knows your beginning and your end. And he knows that you are going to be fine. So it's time for you to hold on to the Holy Spirit so that he can give you that knowing that you'll be fine. You'll be all right. Hallelujah. How many believe that everything is going to be all right for you? Amen. Put your hands together for Jesus. I believe. If you don't believe, I believe. Everything will be 100% all right. Hallelujah.
Amen.
It's a beautiful thing. Moses and I, we were brothers back then. Today we are pastors. We were having a conversation early this month. And he said, my friend, I want to invite you to my church. And I said, good. God willing, I'm going to come next year. And I said I'm not going to come alone. I'm coming with my family. We are going to come there. Man of God with his family. We are going to see another man of God with his family. These were brothers who were sitting and everything looked dark.
Very dark. Kumnyama.
Today he's inviting me, and I said, okay, just give me a chance to finish building in our church. Then the following year I'm going to invite you also.
Ngathi nami nyake nomunye oyolandela ngiyokumema.
Everything will be fine. Don't worry about where you currently are. Look unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. He will not let you down. I promise you, he will not let you down. And I'm promising you not because I can do anything about it, but because I know. I know that he is a good God. Are you listening to me? Push your neighbor one last time. Say, stop worrying, okay? Stop being concerned.
Amen.
Tell your neighbor, I can see worry all over your face. Recently, I was praying for somebody. You know, many people every now and then say, Pastor, please pray for me. This and this. So I was sitting during my prayer time. And I just started praying for this particular person. And And then I was speaking in tongues. Then I heard myself casting out fear. I command fear to come out. So when I noticed that this is what I'm praying for, I changed into my own language, my understanding, and started praying and casting out fear. And I was surprised. Because the problem that I was praying for, naturally, has no connection to fear. But what I was praying for, God was basically telling me that the source of the problem is fear. And when I meditated on it, I realized that the person is so concerned about their life. And that fear is crippling the person and causing all kinds of problems. I will not say more. All I can tell you is don't worry.
Ungakhathazeki.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
The last one I will tell you for today is that the Holy Spirit helps us to know whether something is from God or not.
Ukwenza futhi wazi ukuthi lokhu kuphuma kuNkulunkulu noma cha.
1 Corinthians chapter 12. And verse 10. He helps you to know whether something is from God or not from God. 1 Corinthians 12 and let's read verse 10.
First Corinthians chapter 12 and verse 10.
Mm-hmm.
To another the working of miracles, to another prophecy, to another discerning of spirits, to another diverse kinds of tongues, to another the interpretation of tongues.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
One day, God willing, I'm going to teach about the gifts of the Spirit. But I just want to focus on that part that he talks about, the descending of spirits. When it's talking about the descending of spirits, it's exactly what he said, the ability to know spirits. The spirit comes from where? Are you following what I'm saying? Because in this life, like I said, there's a God everywhere. There's a God for everything. Even when you are sleeping, you are dreaming. How do you know that this one is from God, this one is not from God? It is the Holy Spirit. You see, one of the things that I don't like is that when you dream a dream, someone will say the number 7 is the number of completion. So you saw 7 in your dream, it means that God is going to complete everything. My friend, you can't use maths for dreams. It's the Holy Spirit. When I read my Bible, I'll see somebody will have a dream, and then a man of God will interpret the dream. When I hear the interpretation, I ask myself, how on earth could this person know what this dream, that thing meant? Like these guys who dreamt in prison. One guy saw himself, I don't know, I think he was holding a basket with three whatever inside. And Joseph said, in 3 days, that three means 3 days. How did he know that that three is 3 days?
It
can only be the Holy Spirit. Are you following what I'm saying? And then he said, in 3 days, God will restore you to your job. And the other one heard, he said, ah, this one is a nice interpretation. I also had a dream. And he said, I saw this and I saw three beds or whatever. I said, ah, yours means 3 days. Yeah. How did he know? One time Nebuchadnezzar had a dream. And he saw her statue. And the statue had different, it was, I think, brass and then gold and then what? And then he saw a big rock rolling and hit the statue. Then Daniel said, before you went to sleep, you asked yourself a question. What will happen in the future? I read it and said, how did you know, Daniel? How did you know? Because I also want to know like this. How did you know? That he was thinking about these things. And he said that what you thought about, God answered you in a dream. And he explained, he said the statue, it means this and that, and the first type of element on the feet, it means this kingdom, and then this one means this kingdom, and then this one means that kingdom. And he said, that rock coming is the kingdom of God coming. And I said, my God, I would have never imagined that this thing meant that.
It's
the Holy Spirit that makes you know. Are you following what I'm saying? Now, I just want to show you this thing in operation in three people, then we close and go home. Let's see Acts chapter 16. Read from verse 16 to verse 18.
Acts chapter 16 and verse 16. Mm-hmm. And it came to pass, as we went to prayer, a certain damsel possessed with the spirit of divination met us, which brought her masters much gain by soothsaying. The same followed Paul and us and cried, saying, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which shew unto us the way of salvation. And this did she many days. But Paul, being grieved, turned and said to the Spirit, I command thee in the name of Jesus Christ to come out of her.
Hey.
And he came out the same hour.
Now listen to this young girl's message. He said, these men are the servants of the Most High God, which show unto us the way of salvation. What a beautiful message. And it was true. They were men of God. And they were showing vele salvation. And she kept following them and shouting. What a wonderful introduction. When you come to the town, somebody is introducing you that you are a man of God and you come here to preach salvation. But as she kept following and screaming, the Bible says, Paul being grieved. Why did he become grieved? He turned and cast out the demon out of the young girl. How did he know? Because from the natural perspective, this lady was saying things that are of God. But Paul could tell that the spirit, even though the person is saying what is seemingly right, but the spirit behind what is being said is not from God. There is no other way that he could know but by the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit gave him that knowing. And he responded to the Holy Spirit and commanded that demon to come out of that girl. Yeah. Many young girls, these demons are following you today. Hello, baby. And you are smiling. That time is a demon that are bred from hell itself coming to destroy your life. And instead of doing what Paul did, being grieved, you are not being grieved, you are being happy. Even you don't even want to say amen as I'm saying this powerful thing.
Amen.
Hey. He knew by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So God can make you know through His Spirit. Whether what is happening in your life is from Him or not from Him. Whether the people in your life are from Him or not from Him. You can know when you have the Holy Spirit living in you. Hallelujah. Let's also see Peter in Acts chapter 5. Read for me from verse 1. Quickly, so that we can close.
Acts chapter 5 and verse 1. Mm-hmm. But a certain man named Ananias with Sapphira, his wife, sold a position and kept back part of the price, with his wife also being privy to it, and brought a certain part and laid it at the apostles' feet. But Peter said, Ananias, why hath Satan filled thine heart to lie to the Holy Spirit and to keep back part of the price of the land? Whilst it remained, was it not thine own?
Amen. These people came. They sold their house and brought the money to church. And Peter asked. He said, is this how much you sold your house for? Ananias said, yes, sir.
We
sold it for this amount. This is the money we got. Peter said, why are you lying to the Holy Spirit? How did he know? How many people lie to you? On a daily basis, they lie. Not even in a month or every day. You don't even know.
God,
you know, recently, some people lied to me. And what pained me is that they lied to me straight to my face. We were eyeball to eyeball.
Sasibuke ngamehlo.
And they just lied.
Bavele baqamba manga.
But you see, I normally give people the benefit of the doubt.
Kodwa umuntu mina nginokumnika nokungabaza.
But I found out that they lied.
Ngathola futhi ukuthi banamanga ngempela phela.
My heart was broken.
Inhliziyo yami yaphuka kabi.
I think it was in pieces.
Mhlawumbe kwakuzicucu lapha.
The way my heart was so broken.
Inhliziyo yami yayihlephuke ngakhona.
My gosh.
Nkosi yam.
People lie all the time.
Abantu bahlale beqamba manga.
How can you know?
Wena uyokwazi kanjani?
How did Peter know?
UPetri yena wazi kanjani?
That's the precious work of the Holy Spirit.
Ingenxa kamoya oyingcwele omuhle osebenza kuyena.
Are you following what I'm saying? Precious work of the Holy Spirit. Where you can know.
Uyokwazi.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Somebody comes and offers you some incredible vision. How can you know before you jump in at this one?
And
I should jump into it. The Holy Spirit can make you know. This one. Are you following what I'm saying? Peter knew. The last person we are going to see today is David. Let's go to Psalm 23. Let's read from verse 1. The book of Psalms,
Amahubo,
chapter 23, verse 1.
Psalms 23 and verse 1.
Mm-hmm.
The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want.
Mm-hmm. Continue.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures.
He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. Yes.
He leadeth me besides the still waters.
Uh-huh.
He restoreth my soul.
Uh-huh.
He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake.
Amen. Just want us to deal with these things. He makes me to lie down in green pastures. He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul.
And
the last one he said, he leads me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. I can summarize this one to say that He knew which church is the right church. He said, God taught me these four things. A good church is a church that has food. Not natural food, ipapa nanan. But food for the spirit. A church that feeds me. Green pastures. Then I know I'm in a good church. He said he leads me besides the still waters. And I said, what does still waters mean? Another versions talk about just read another version. It just ran out of my mind quickly. Thank you, Holy Ghost. It talks about rest. Some versions talks about rest. Some version talks about peace. So, he said, when I enter the house of God, one of the things I will notice is I will have rest. My mind will not be, my heart will not be. I'll have rest. Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
He leads me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. You are revived. In the house of God, you are revived. You want to do more for God. You want to serve Him more. You want to love Him more. You are revived. And then he leads me in the paths of righteousness. He makes you do the things that are right in God's eyes. So David said, I know. And how did he know? The Holy Spirit. Are you following me, somebody? So one of the great help that we get from God, and more specifically from his precious spirit, is he gives us not and knowing. Are you following what I'm saying? And I've showed you these various things that you can know. And he can give you this knowing in many different ways. The way that Paul knew that everything was going to be alright, an angel appeared. But it's not everyone who's going
to
see an angel. One of the ways that God will give you a knowing is the inner witness.
It's
the inside you will know.
It's
a knowing that you feel inside. Are you following what I'm saying? He can show, he can make you know in different ways. Many people like to lie to me, and I always end up finding out one way or another. Even if a person who comes and tells me the truth after I've not known for a year, that truth that comes, for I see it as the Holy Ghost making me know. Are you following what I'm saying?
Amen.
In many ways he can make you know. He can make you know what this girl is, the right girl, this boy is the right boy, or not. He can make you know. This course is the right course, this course is not the right. You can know. You can know. Tell your neighbor, you can know. You can know. You can know. You don't have to move around blindly. When you have the Holy Spirit, you can No. Put your hands together for Jesus. Let's rise to our feet. Somebody say, Lord, I want to know. Somebody say, Lord, make me know. In the name of Jesus. Tell him again, Lord, I want to know. Show me, Holy Spirit. Speak to me, Holy Spirit. Let me know, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Open your mouth and ask him. Talk to him for 1 or 2 minutes. I gotta know, Lord, I gotta know, I gotta know, I got to know, I got to know. I want to know, my King. Make me know, make me know.
Thank you for listening to this powerful word of God. We believe you are blessed. For more inquiry, please visit www.healingfireministries.org or email us at info@healingfireministries.com or call us at 072-591-2858. May God bless you.